الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayati kareema reminds us who we are, what is our reality. And when a person understands who he is and what is his reality, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his special favors upon such servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces very clearly, openly, Ya ayyuhan nas, that O people, that is from all the creation of Allah, the best of creation, insan, human beings, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such ni'mats that many other creation don't have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us intelligence, aqal. All other creation have very limited intelligence. The intelligence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human being, it is unimaginable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that all the time a person should understand and realize that we are all beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya ayyuhan nas, that all of mankind put together, all of you from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right till the last human being that will come in the world, all of you, with all your resources, with all your abilities, with all your intelligence, you can't do anything, not a split. You can't move your limb without the soul, the help and assistance, and without the izan and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Allah ta'ala is the one who has brought us into existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, Allah ta'ala makes very clear, make us understand that Allah ta'ala did not need to create us. Allah ta'ala is totally independent. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. That Allah is Allah huwal ghani. Allah is totally independent. And if Allah ta'ala is independent, then obviously Allah is Hamid, that great being who deserves all praises. So a person might think that if Allah is independent, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody, then why do we have to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do we have to exert ourselves and be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the demand of the mercy of Allah. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we learn from our elders, my honorable illustrious Shaykh Ibn Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazil Ali, that Hazrat has taught us that if the whole world get together, all of us, all of mankind get together, and all praise Allah Rabbul Izzat, this will not increase the greatness, it will not increase the purity of Allah, it will not increase the status of Allah to the minutest of the minutest of the minutest degree. Allah is Allah. Allah is ever since. Allah is azali. Allah is abadi. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully that Allah Rabbul Izzat is azali and abadi. Allah is existing forever. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. Allah Ta'ala is the first, there's no first before Allah. Allah is the last, there's no last besides Allah. Allah Ta'ala is totally apparent, and Allah Ta'ala is hidden also. Allahu Akbar. When we sit in the company of the friends of Allah who have recognized Allah, and the heart, the eyes of the heart just starts opening a little, then a person will able to see and understand what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. Ya Allah, tu laakh parde mein hai, lekin sakht izhar tera. That Allah, you are in 100,000 veils, but you are so manifest, so apparent, that the whole world, with all their intelligence, with all their technology, whole world is crying, we are short of rain. We are short of one drop of water, as Hazrat explained so beautifully. All the scientists, they know the formula, H2O. Two portions of hydrogen, one portion of oxygen. But they can't tell them to manufacture one drop of water. Till the day of Qiyamah they can't. And they will never able to. As much as they claim that we will clone this, we will clone that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it absolutely clear how useless, how weak we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, duriba mathalun fastami'u la, innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah lan yakhluqu dhubaban walaw ijtama'u la. Allah says, O people, listen and understand. This intelligence I have given you also, and the ability to increase your intelligence is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allahu Akbar, a person who realizes this, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has sent the great men, the very chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah ta'ala has filled their heart with tawheed, tajalli uluwiyat, Allah ta'ala's special focus of Allah Ta'ala's uluwiyat, that there is only one Allah, there is only Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is in sole control of everything. So the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they came onto the earth with the special gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused on their hearts, and all the time Allah Ta'ala focus on their heart, so that iman is so strong. Allahu Akbar. As Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Kareem also, وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَاخْتَلَفُوا. That when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first human being, came in the world, he came with tawheed. He came with the oneness of Allah. And till the people were in, the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they all followed the tariqah of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. They all had tawheed. Then Islam spread, and it grew, and it grew, and they all remain on tawheed. So in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously as they grew, then they spread into different cities, different towns, they got married, different nations, different tribes, different languages, all this to show the tawheed, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that in no way created differences amongst human beings. So in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no difference what language you talk, what color you are, what creed you are, what country you are, all human beings are one. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاخْتَلَفُ. What is the difference that came in mankind? When a person forgot the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. So Mufassirin explained that till Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's time, there was only tawheed on the face of the earth. And then from the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, people start, the difference of mankind is only one of two. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنُ. It is only Allah who has created you, and Allah Ta'ala has given us ability to find Allah, and not only ability, Allah sent a great man to teach us how to find Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah says, just ponder, didn't we give you just two eyes? For what is just two eyes we gave you? To see the roads very clearly. That this is the road towards Allah. This is the road towards kufr and shirk, towards shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave you ability, we gave you faculties, we gave you the tongue, we gave you the beautiful lips. All this for what? وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We didn't Allah Ta'ala send us in the world, and so beautifully our Shaykh says, Allah didn't leave us like orphans to find our own road. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala showed us the road, and what special men Allah Ta'ala. And this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To find Allah Ta'ala on our own, it is absolutely difficult. It is not easy at all. Allah is very great, very magnificent. That is why a pious servant says it so beautifully. Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe, tum hamare saath chalo. That to find Allah, to get connected with Allah and get the love of Allah, which is the greatest thing. Today, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, we haven't even made niyat of the greatest thing that I want. The 1 billionth of an iota of the love of Allah comes in the heart of a person, that person is in a different world anymore. Then all other things, this dunya won't delude him in the least. But sadly, when man thinks that I've got intelligence, I've got ability, I'm very strong, then our abilities, our minds are so weak, we can't understand that what we are doing also is wrong. That in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, people started respecting their elders. And people started then making sculptures, etc., of their elders, their grandfathers, the pious people. And that's where all this shirk and kufr started from. That when they left the world, they said, oh, these were our great elders, our pious, and they started worshipping them. Today we take it very light to take photos. So as the time progresses, Allah Ta'ala teaches us that whatever technology is taking place in the world, it's not man-made. It is all from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained so beautifully, when the first train was invented in Hindustan, the first train was invented, then the news spread all over that this, now transport will be much easier, and now trains, no more horse and cart in that zamana. So our elders also, the train was coming past the Deoband station, and our elders said, let's go and see what is this new invention. When they came to see, they saw it's a very big machine. Immediately their mind said, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That this is man-made, but Allah, who has given man that ability, that understanding, and who has opened man's mind to make all these things. And after making all these things, that is why Allah has sent a great man to teach us. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us on every occasion such beautiful du'as, which make us realize that hum sarapa muhtaj, we are totally in need of Allah every split moment. A man manufactures the biggest jet in the world. It's moving at such speed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, read the dua, subhanallazi sakhara lana. Pure is that great Allah who has given a small man like me, a small man to control a big machine. It doesn't make sense. If you see in Indo-Pak continent, India, Pakistan, small boy controlling an elephant, small boy controlling a buffalo. It doesn't make sense. Who is it that has given this man this ability? Allah Ta'ala says very clearly, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We have given you this honor, this dignity, this respect, this power, this ability. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We have given you ability that now you're using the ocean of Allah. Allahu Akbar. You manufacturing big ships, and not only ships, submarines going underwater also. Trains that are going underground, etc. Who has given us all this? Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala says all this ability, why? وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We have given you that pure healthy food to eat. As long as you eat healthy and pure halal, there's no question. Every person supposed to be eating halal. But say today as Muslim also, we are not conscious of halal. Just any halal sign and we think it's halal. Anyway, and this food has a direct impact on the heart of a person. This food has a direct impact on the ability, the character of a person. The food that we eat, as it is said in English, you are what you eat. If you eat junk food, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that many people, they complain, parents complain, Maulana, our children are not learning, and we're sending them to madrasa, we help them, but I don't know why, their minds are so weak, and children are not listening today, and what's happening to our children? Hazrat says, as much as everybody is complaining, we shouldn't play the blame game. Look at our own self. What we are consuming, that is the type of children that will come on the earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, what you eat, that food changes into blood. From that blood, Allah ta'ala, what all the parts of the body, what it needs, strength, it goes to all different parts of the body. From that, Allah ta'ala creates semen. So Allahu Akbar. A father who's complaining so much that my child is so, the juvenile delinquency is now, everybody is crying. But we're not looking myself, I'm talking of, this is my sabak, reminding myself, we should all check our own condition, that we cry, my children are not listening, but myself, am I concerned, what am I eating? Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat says so beautifully, that today people are complaining, their children are acting like all funny tricks, etc., and they just lie, love games, etc. So Hazrat says, the simple thing to understand and realize, if a person has eaten the tasty and the pure healthy khajur of Medina Sharif, the date of Medina Sharif, and with that his blood was formed, his sperm was formed, and that sperm, Allah's hukam, it got transferred into his wife, and Allah's command, the child was born. What type of a child will be born? A madani child. The child will have akhlaq of Medina Sharif. If a father drank zamzam pani, zamzam water of Makkah Sharif, and with that Allah made his blood and his sperm, and Allah transferred that sperm into the womb of his wife, and with that Allah's command, that child was born, it will be a Makki child. And if the father eats junk food, and just going eat out, and think that we love our family, and we let our take them out to eat, you are not loving your family. You are giving them poison. And as Hazrat explained to us, if I can understand this lesson, and all of us, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, when we regard poison as our medicine, how are we going to come right? We can't come right. Today people, for us to realize that to eat out is totally harmful. And shaitan, Allahu Akbar, with all his evil forces, they have made a concerted effort. They know to tell a person not to go masjid is very hard. You say, no, I have to go masjid. It's Allah's command. Don't read Quran, the Quran Sharif. Allah's kitab, I must read. Don't make zikr. Allah's kitab, I must make. Allah's name, I must make zikr. So they won't tell you, shaitan won't tell you directly, don't do that. Shaitan will make you eat the wrong food. And now, naturally, the type of food you eat, you'll get inclined to that. So Hazrat says, if we eat junk food, and with that the blood is formed, and that blood, sperm is formed, and that is transferred in the womb of the wife, and Allah Ta'ala's command, that child is born, what child will be born? A junky child. So who we are blaming? We have to blame ourselves. And Allahu Akbar, to bring things back into perspective, and back into the right, to come onto the right, way of life, of fitrat, the natural way of life, which was from Adam alayhi salatu was salam, the way of tawheed, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala send the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, and particularly the crown of all, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make us understand and realize, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. That, O people, you are sarapa, you are totally muhtaj, independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every split moment, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, as I've made, ayat I've mentioned, that if the whole world get together, and Allah ta'ala says, if you turn to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's your technology, your abilities, your shops, your businesses, whatever, your degrees, ya ayyuhan nas, duriba mathalun fastami'u lah, innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah. Dear, we would directly it is referring to shirk, but Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. And this is the benefit of sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That myself realize that I think I'm a tawheedi. I got the oneness of Allah. But how much shirk is still in my heart, I don't even know. And how that Allahu Akbar, how that Hazrat Mawlana Nazar Sahib Damat Barakatum, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh's Honorable Son, he explained that on one occasion, Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was sitting at the Mubarak Rosa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and he's crying, and he's sobbing, and he says, what's wrong, O Muaz? Why are you crying so much? He says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam has told us that the slightest of show is shirk. That the slightest of amount of doing anything, just somebody must come to know, that is shirk. And the great friends of Allah, they have passed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, Umar Farooq radiallahu, they have passed, they have gone. Weak people like myself, what is going to happen to us? So imagine if the Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying, then myself, where do we stand in the line? So as Hazrat explained to us, that here we think that Allah Ta'ala is saying, if you turn to anybody besides Allah, you worship idols. We don't worship idols. So much so that Hazrat says that even so, that we all say we don't worship idols. It is there. But tomorrow if the mutawallis have to say, that tomorrow we're putting a golden idol, the best gold in the world you can get, very expensive. A golden idol we will put in front of the imam. And then the imam will stand behind him and he will make namaz. Everybody will love their sleeves and say, no, we don't worship idols. It can be the best gold in the world. We don't want that idol in the masjid. So they say, okay, no problem. We'll take out the idol from the masjid, but now we'll melt it and we'll make it into gold coins. And whoever come first for Fajr, 500 gold coins. Whoever is second, do we think they'll be placed in the masjid before the azan is given? Myself first, Allah give me tawfiq to check my heart, that the amount of shirk that has entered our hearts, and we think that this does for me, that does for me. Allah Ta'ala says we are so independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of you and all your resources and whatever you regard as your gods, and as Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar, today our sport is our god. Allah, sports have become a god, and that has become a career in school. Allahu Akbar. Drama and sports, one of the biggest careers. And we call ourselves insan. We have forgot insaniyat. And that is when Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to the world. They forgot insaniyat because we forgot we are dependent totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person, a slave, forgets he's a slave and he wants to act like a boss, then the boss is not interested in him. The boss won't keep him for one day. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, so merciful. Allah sees we acting like big bosses. Allah Ta'ala still gives us our food on time. Allah Ta'ala is giving us our air, our oxygen on time. Allah is giving us everything on time. And as our Dada Shaykh Abdul Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, through the barakat of our Shaykh, we enjoyed that beautiful company. And the letter that we learned, Hazrat taught us and said, that hum khate hai Rahman ki, aur ghate hai Shaitan ki. We enjoy the beautiful food of Allah, who is Rahman, who is merciful. We don't deserve that food. And this is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach us that we have to get tajalli abdiyat, the focus of that, how to be a slave of Allah. That we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Sayyidul Kawnain, the king of both the worlds. But not for a moment did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regard himself as the king of both the worlds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarded himself as the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, Allah ta'ala raised him to what ranks? Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's height of abdiyah, of humbleness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get his plate of food, used to sit on the floor, humble, in a squatting position, and says, I am the slave of Allah. I don't deserve this food. And take the name of Allah. And Allahu Akbar, it is not the barakat of the friends of Allah, which Allah ta'ala's system is. That to understand and realize that we the slaves of Allah, we totally in need of Allah. Allah's system is that Allah ta'ala has sent his special slaves to teach us this. And that is why Allah has taught us, because we are sarapa muhtaj of Allah. We have to be begging from Allah. And the greatest need, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That Allah put us on that path that will connect us to you. And how to get this path? Allah has taught, sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim. If you follow in the path of the men of Allah, then only subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kitabullah on its own, to understand, it's very difficult. It's not within our ability. Even Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, did not give to the slightest degree any interpretation on his own. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says so beautifully in attabi'u illa ma yuha ilayhi, that I only follow whatever Allah ta'ala has revealed to me. And Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so eager to memorize Quran Sharif so he can pass it on to mankind. Allah ta'ala consoled, la tuharrik bi lisanak litajala bi inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana thumma inna alayna bayana. O Nabi of Allah, we will put this in your heart. We will put this in your mind. And Allahu Akbar. So much so that Allah Ta'ala put some ayat in the mind of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If Allah want to make it mansukh and cancel that, Allah took those ayats out of the mind. So it shows no man on his own also, no person on his own can become hafiz of Qur'an Kareem. This is all the special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for me it's easy to talk, but this is just in my broken, useless way, what little we've learned from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, our great, this great silsila of our pious elders, the ulama-i Dioban. What great personalities, that and where they got it. From their mashayikh, from their mashayikh. Today people have an allergy, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that an allergy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they get an allergy. Such an allergy that somebody else is making zikr, their stomachs are paining. Somebody else is talking about his Shaykh and they are feeling the pain. But where did you get it from? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they only used to say, we learn from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The direct Shaykh of the Sahaba was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Tabi'een, they say, we learn from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So if you want to cut off your silsila, then we can forget remaining on this path of hidayat. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us so beautifully in this Qur'an Kareem. That if you want to use your own intelligence, your own understanding, as Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shah Hakimul Ummat, Mujaddid Millat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. What beautiful usools he has taught us. Gold, in gold we can write it and frame it. But as our Shaykh teaches us today, we also just like copycats of those people who have forgotten Allah. They put frames on the wall, we just try to show it an Islam, give it an Islamic face, and we put Islamic frames on the wall. Beautiful Ayatul Kursi, they put their type of frames. But said, we think it's just for the wall, for decoration. Frames are not for the wall. It's not for the decoration, it's for myself. I see Ayatul Kursi in my house every day, did I read it one day? Asmaul Husna is there, did I read it? And said, Allahu Akbar, we've got Ayatul Kursi on top, and just for decoration, and at the bottom we got the big shaitan box which is taking us away from Allah. And then we are complaining that Maulana, too much jadu in the house, too much jealousy in the house. Hazrat explained, when you got Allah's pure name and filth and dirt mixed together, what's going to house? Only filth and dirt. And what you need to do, you don't need any big taweez, anything. Just make zikr of Allah, make tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, and the filth and dirt will go out on its own. So, Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us that, apne khaish par, akal ko ghalib rakho. That above your desires, your passions, Allah has created us with desires and passions. But together with that, Allah has given us intelligence. That if you follow your passion, your desires, a woman is walking in the street, your passions are saying, look at her, see how beautiful, make contact, find out who she is, talk to her nicely. Your akal will tell you, you are married man, you are respectable man, you are alim, or you go out in jamaat, you go to your sheikh, what's wrong with you? But if you keep your intelligence above your khaish, then you will stay safe. And then not only again keep your intelligence above your khaish, shariat ko akal par gharib rakho. Where all of mankind intelligence, abilities, all of mankind's resources fail, that's where Allah Ta'ala's command starts. So Allah Ta'ala has sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, one with the tajalli of uluwiyat, the special focus of Allah Ta'ala's tawheed in their hearts. And this is how it will come in our hearts. That Allahu Akbar. Judge Akbar Ilah Abadi Rahmatullah Alayh was a judge in the High Court in the time of the British. Outwardly, as far as the secular field, people thought he's got very high education and is a very intelligent man. But he himself only realized when Allah pulled him towards the company of the friends of Allah. And when he sat in the company of the friends of Allah, then he realized, and he also gave very beautiful advices. One beautiful advice he has mentioned, that na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That deen you won't just get from kitabs. Kitabs you get information. And today there are unlimited libraries. Allahu Akbar. And this is also another sickness in the ummah today, that students just want to study and research and research and research. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned so beautifully, ye tumhara tahqiqat aur tadqiqat kar mein kaam nahi aayega. All this research of yours, and if you didn't get connection with the man of Allah, and you didn't get the love of Allah in the qabr, that is not going to help us today. Today everything a person you tell him wants to know the dalil. But the simple and easiest dalil, follow the man of Allah. Those that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Iza ra'u zukir Allah." When you see them, you think of Allah. This is the man of Allah. You see the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their lives. If your heart get connected to such a person, get connected to him. They will teach us that we are the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. We are totally muhtaj, sarapa muhtaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. And if a person is muhtaj, you in need of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, then the only right way to love is to love like a slave. And if a person loves like a slave, Allahu Akbar. In the world, there are so many examples. When a person loves like a slave in front of a king of this world, the king treats the slave like a king. We know the famous story of Ayaz. Ayaz was an ordinary boy living in the street. The king took a liking to him, and the king brought him in his kingdom, changed his old clothes, he had torn tattered blanket, he changed it, gave him royal clothing. Ayaz appreciated this greatly, and he started serving the king like a real slave. So much so that now the king loved him. The other ministers started objecting that he's a boy of yesterday and he's a foolish boy, and you giving him more respect than us. The king said, and now because of jealousy, instead of we realizing that this man has got qualities, we also have to have qualities. We rather get jealous, and this is what is this Isla all about. That instead of letting our heart bleed and letting our hearts burn, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, jealousy is that fire that all the fire brigades in the world can come, they can't put it off. The only thing that will put it off is the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So they told the king that this boy, you give him even the keys to your treasure. He steals 2 o'clock in the morning, what he does? So the king was intelligent, he said, we'll put it to a test. One night we'll all hide away and let's see what happens. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, Ayaz came. He opened the safe and he went in. They all popped up their eyes and they showed the king. See, there's he. The king was intelligent. He still said, let us peep through the hole there. There's a keyhole. Let us see what is he doing. Is he really filling his pockets or what? So when they saw, Ayaz took out, there was a box there where he kept it in the safe of the king. He took out that box. That was his old tattered blanket which he was a slave. It was on a street boy. He took out that his nice clothes, what the king gave him, the royal clothes. He took it off and he put out his old blanket. And he stood in front of the mirror and he says, Ayaz, don't forget your reality. The king does a favor upon you. Don't forget. You are not deserving of this. So the king said, this is why I love this boy so much. So we should realize that Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us, Kaam bantai fazal se akhtar. Hum fazal ka asra laga huye. That your work can only be done with the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we are just hoping for the fazal of Allah. But to get the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also Allah has shown us, that come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that little effort, but after that, the dua alone is not sufficient. And dua alone is not sufficient. Dua is very, very effective. But when you take the dua, before taking the dua, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala teaches us here, Allah has brought us here because He loves us. Allah wants us that our islah be made. But Allah ta'ala reminds us we are so dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I have mentioned just for completed ayat, that the whole world with all their resources, they can't create one fly also, one wing of a fly. Forget creating the wing of a fly, the fly comes sit on your food and takes it away, that also you can't take away from the fly. And our Shaykh explained so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh in his beautiful humorous way used to say that you think that fly is just taking away that very little food, but that little is taking away, he'll open a motel one day. And he'll open a hotel also. So shaitan also that steals from our heart, that little. And he takes us far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is reminding us that when you are total beggars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us our begging bowls anytime, middle of the night. And you don't even need your begging bowl. You make your connection with Allah with the heart. You don't even need the musalla. You don't even need to be in the masjid. You don't even need to be in wuzu also. Even if you're in a state of janabat, any problem that comes, first thing realize, I am the slave of Allah. Whatever has come to me has come to from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why a pious person says so beautifully, Ham mutmain baitihi ya Rab tu hakim bihe, hakim bihe. That Allah, we sitting contented, whatever condition comes to us, it is only from you. You are the hakim. But you're not like a ruler of this world who just rule with an iron fist, who hasn't got foresight. You are hakim. You are totally full of wisdom. Your wisdom we cannot understand. So when we realize we are totally muhtaj of Allah, we have to be begging in the court of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala reminds us that nobody's islah can be made on his own effort also. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا Allahu Akbar. This ayat will shatter our hearts. That Allah Ta'ala is saying, if it is not the fadl, if it is not the rahmat, if it is not the mashiyat, the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not purify the heart. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. None of you will be purified, your islah will not be made. And Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh has taught us, our Dada Shaykh, that we should read this ayat. If we know it, if we don't know it, then beg Allah, Ya Allah, in the wasila of your fazal in this ayat that you are talking of, in the wasila of your rahmat of this ayat, in the wasila of your mashiyat, O Allah, please, O Allah, I beg you, Ya Allah, please make my islah. Make my islah, the islah of my wife, my children, my neighbors, my family, the whole ummah, the whole of insaniyat, the whole of jinnat, make everybody's islah. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I'll just end off with this beautiful prescription of Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat says, one easy way to make your islah, daily take out few minutes read 2 rakat Salatul Hajat. That's specially for the need that I need my islah. This is important. Myself I have to realize, and all have to realize, that my islah is wajib, is farz. I have to make my islah. And if I make it how Allah has taught us through the man of Allah, then that islah will come, that a person realizes that to nek banna, muttaqi banna farz hai. Apne aap ko muttaqi samajna haram hai. That islah means that your heart becomes clean and you realize I'm the total useless slave of Allah. Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent. So whatever we do, we'll realize, alhamdulillah, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. So Hazrat says, after we make 2 rakat salatul hajat, then beg to Allah, that ya Allah, main sabse ganda hu, main sabse nalayik hu, main sabse badtar hu. Ya Allah, I'm the most useless, the most filthiest, the most mean of your servants, ya Allah. You grant me all your needs, all my needs, all how many unlimited favors I can't imagine, ya Allah. You grant me so much, yet Allahu Akbar, I break your commands. Oh Allah, hum irada karte aapki itaat ki. That oh Allah, we make intention to obey your commands, but hamare irade se kuch nahi hota hai. With our intention, nothing can happen. You are the one. Only with your irada, everything happens, ya Allah. We desire that our islam must take place. Hamare mashiyat se kuch nahi hota. With our desire, nothing happens, oh Allah. Only and solely what your mashiyat, what your desire, will my islah take place. So Allah, I beg you, oh Allah, I am totally useless. I am kamzor. My heart is becoming weak. I am totally ajiz. I am totally helpless, oh Allah. I have got no means of my salvation in the hereafter. Oh Allah, I beg you through your unseen help, ghaibi nizam se, hamari najat farma de. That oh Allah, with your unseen help, make our salvation, make our islah, and thus we will only learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a useless person like myself, just read 2 rakats namaz, and somebody said, mashallah, then it goes to our head. So we have to learn that we are totally muhtaj, totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a lifelong effort. Till we don't reach the qabr, we have to be begging, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. And without the company of the friends of Allah, which Allah ta'ala has taught us, we are beggars. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Now Allah says, you're begging for sirata mustaqim, but now make the effort. Go in the company of sirata al-ladhina namta alayhim. Follow the man of Allah, then they will guide you, and as you get guided, you'll realize that I am more and totally useless. And that is when Allah Ta'ala will shower His favors upon us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.